During my years of practice as a healer, I've had the privilege of working with many delightful people. Here are a few of them and their stories who make the day in the life of a healer so fulfilling. My first client on a day in October 1984 was a woman in her late 20s named Jenny. Jenny is a vivacious schoolteacher about 5'5" tall with large blue eyes and dark hair. She is known to her friends as the Lavender Lady because she loves and wears lavender all the time. Jenny also has a part-time flower business and makes exquisite floral arrangements for weddings and other festive occasions. At that time, she had been married for several years to a successful advertising man. Jenny had had a miscarriage several months earlier and had not been able to get pregnant again. When Jenny went to her physician to see why she was unable to conceive, she received some bad news. After many tests and opinions from several other physicians, it was agreed that she should have a hysterectomy as soon as possible. There were abnormal cells in her uterus where the placenta had been attached. Jenny was frightened and distraught. She and her husband had waited to start their family until they were more financially sound. Now there appeared to be no chance of that. The first time Jenny came to me in August of that year, she didn't tell me any of her medical history. She just said, "I need your help. Tell me what you see in my body. I need to make an important decision." During the healing session, I scanned her energy field, or aura, using my high sense perception, HSP. I saw some abnormal cells inside the uterus on the lower left side. At the same time, I saw the circumstances around the miscarriage. The abnormal cells were located where the placenta had been attached. I also heard words that described Jenny's condition and what to do about it. What I heard was that Jenny needed to take a month off, go to the ocean, take specific vitamins, stay on a specific diet and meditate daily, spending at least 2 hours a day alone. Then, after spending the month healing herself, she should return to the normal medical world and be tested again. I was told that the healing was completed and that she didn't need to return to me. During the healing, I received information about her psychological attitude and how that was affecting her inability to heal herself. She blamed herself for the miscarriage. As a result, she was placing undue stress upon herself and was preventing her body from healing itself after the miscarriage. I was told, and this is the hard part for me, that she should not go to another physician for at least a month because the different diagnoses and pressures to have a hysterectomy were adding greatly to the stress. Her heart was breaking because she wanted a child so badly. She was somewhat relieved when she left my office and said she would think about everything that had happened in the healing session. In October, when Jenny came again, the first thing she did was to give me a big hug and a sweet little poem thanking me. Her medical tests were normal. She had spent August taking care of her friend's children on Fire Island. She kept to her diet, took her vitamins, and spent a good deal of time alone practicing self-healing. She decided to wait a few more months and then try to get pregnant again. A year later, I heard that Jenny gave birth to a healthy baby boy.